A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and therefore you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19 and the continued rise in positive cases in the country.
We are also looking at the plight of Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwean special permits, who are living on the edge following the government's decision to discontinue the program.
We are also going to talk to a Zimbabwean, Tawanda Chitapa, who left the country a couple of years ago and landed in the United States, where he did computer studies and is now a proud owner of Eland LLC, a private consulting company that helps hospitals solve business problems using technology, math, and computer techniques. Chitapa is also the system director at Norton Healthcare, where he is doing business intelligence, clinical value and healthcare analytics, and clinical information analysis.
But first, a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and almost 6,000 tested positive for COVID-19. About 4,745 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year.
To date, a total of 3.9 million people have had their first dose against COVID-19, while close to 3 million received their second dose.
We will also look at the electronic passports launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Wongwadiwa vateriri nevatariri, nasi muchirongwa, Diaspora Forum, chatino kurukura, tunosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, nevari munyika. Hatisi chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chete, aiwa, nemi vari munyika, nekuti tinechitarisa zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Zvisinei nekuti uri kuvaka uri kunyika ipi. Saka nhasi musi wa15 December 2021, tiri kutarisa nezvedenda reCOVID-19 patinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu vatanhatu vakafa nedenda iroro, kuchitiwo vamwe vanoda kusvika zviuru zvitanhatu vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19. Pavanhu vakaongororwa kwese kwakawanikwa vanhu 5678 vaine COVID-19. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid kusvika pari nhasi hwava 4745. Uwandu hwakakura kwazvo ihwohwo. Tichitarisawo kusvika pari nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita 3.9 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga. Tingati vaoda kusvika 4 million. Nokuti i3,980,917. Saka tongoti vakuda kusvika 4 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Kuchiti vamwe vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu vakanga vawana nhomba yavo yepiri. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica, anonzi mukoma Tawanda Chitapa, vakabva kuZimbabwe makore adarika vakauya muno muAmerica vakaita zvidzidzo zvemakombiyuta. Tiri kunzwa kuti vari kuita unyanzvi kuburikidza neruzivo rwavo vachibatsira zvipatara nevamwe vanoita zveutano munyaya dzemakombiyuta imomo. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yepasipoti kana gwaro rekufambisa rakaparurwa nezuro rinonzi kana kuti electronic passport. Tinonzwa kuti gwaro irori rakaparurwa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muna 2016. Takambonzwawo zvakare vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe vachinzi vaparura zvakare gwaro irori, saka hatizivi kuti chii chakazoitika muna 2016, asi nezuro ndo zvakaitika. Vakawanda vanga vachibvunza kuti iro gwaro iro rinonzi e-passport rinoshanda sei, rakamira sei, rakasiyanei nemamwe magwaro ekufambisa mapassport. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuti aiwa rakamira sei, rine chipi yakadii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Kunjalo kunokuke okukurirwa ngotonga lamhlanje kukhangelayo sikhangele COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-6 ababulewe i-COVID-19 izolo, besekusithi ke abayi 5678 ngabantu abahloliweyo batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Abayi 328 ngabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo izolo. EZimbabwe ke sokwaba labantu 177690 asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kwaphepha abayi 130279. Kuthi ke labo asebabhubhayo kumbe ngithi ababulawa umkhuhlane lo bafika 4745. kuzokuti asebejujwe iJackson kumbe ngithi abajove iJackson yakuqala bayi 3,980,917 bese kusithi asebehlatshwe yesibili bayi 2,998,638 so singathi-ke abantu abangani baphila legciwane le-COVID-19 bayi 42,666 ye okunye njalo njengoba ujonge chilo lapha sakhuluma nesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala lapha kwele Melika uTawanda Chitapa osebenza ke kukampani ekhangelana ezempila kahle njalo le ikampani yakhe okuthiwa yi-Eland LLC so khona ngapha-ke kwele Melika uhlala eKentucky kuzobuya-ke amapassport phela lingakhohlwa ukuthi kulodaba lwamapassport lakuzakhuluma ngakho-ke namhlanje khonokho ukuthi kambe udaba lolu lwamapassport luya ngaphi njengoba siyabona ukuthi ngo-2016 umgabe wakwakwenza khonokho kwaba le-electronic passport ukuthi kwaya ngaphi singazijonga ukuthi amapassport lawa aqonda ngaphi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi i-Israel yayile nkampani yayo yodwa yayisebenza le-Japan layikhona so singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani ubona njani jonga konke lokho
inyaya yakauma Gibbs yekuti vana veZimbabwe vanga vachinzwisisa nyaya yegwaro irori rinonzi electronic passport rauri kutaura nezvaro nekuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti magwaro avainawo izvino vakabhadhara mari akawanda some are saying that they paid a lot of money to have the current passports that they have but in 2 years time they will cease to work as this new electronic passport will be in place which means that those people who paid $300 to get new passports, they have to fork out more money to get these electronic passports. And many Zimbabweans are not happy with that arrangement.
And according to the Chronicle, in 2016, April, you know, President, the former late President Robert Mugabe actually launched this program and indications are that the machines that were installed, Jonga, we're going to produce 16,000 booklets per day. What happened to that program? Maybe there are some people who can come here and explain. I guess Joseph Chuma will join us later today. We are going to talk about some of these things. And people living in the diaspora are very much concerned about this kind of situation. So let's switch over to this gentleman that we have today, and that is Mr. Tawanda Chitapa. Mr. Tawanda Chitapa is a Zimbabwean who used to play for Islanders Football Club, and then he came here as a young man. You know, he went to some universities and became what he is because of his Zimbabwean-ness. Here he is.
Father of one, my son is Isaiah, and he's 15 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a director for healthcare informatics for a company called Norton Healthcare right here in Louisville. They're the biggest healthcare system in the state of Kentucky.
And what exactly do you do?
So what my job entails is I have oversight of a team of analysts, managers, and data scientists, folks who use data to report the value of the organization. By value of the organization, I mean we drive decision support systems. So we just look at the numbers, crunch them, use statistics, math, and computer techniques to glean insights into business performance. So we pretty much drive all the business intelligence within our company.
So if somebody had to say, tell me briefly exactly what you mean about this intelligence and, you know, what exactly is it?
So if you look at today's businesses, just about every business tries to drive data-based decisions. That's the most intelligent way to go about making decisions. So we take as much of the company's data assets, use technology, science, and mathematics to crunch the numbers that we then provide to our leadership to tell the story of what's going on in the company so that they could make better decisions, well-informed decisions.
In most cases, when these executives make decisions, they make decisions like what exactly?
So in healthcare, especially right now, it being one of the most heavily regulated, folks are trying to make decisions because if you look at healthcare, we're transitioning into more of a value-based model. So we get paid based on the quality of care that we provide and not necessarily how many people we see. So we're looking at things like readmission rates. We're looking at things like infection rates. So all those we take the numbers, we crunch them, and we try to help our leaders figure out where they need to focus. In a world of limited resources, you have only so much time to focus on things that really matter.
How did you get into this business?
My background is in computer science. So when I first came to America, I studied computer science for undergrad. And I graduated right after the dot-com crash. So I graduated in 2002. And I had to go back to graduate school. And I did healthcare administration. So a merger of both those lends me where I am today.
And now we are also told that you are a principal at Eland LLC. What's this?
Yes, Eland LLC is a company that I started in 2008. It's a consulting service that helps healthcare organizations develop solutions, any business issues that they may have. We recommend solutions to help them solve those problems, be it technology solutions, be it decision-making solutions, be it even just, for example, electronic medical record implementations. We've done some of those, and I'm glad that we've been able to help so many different organizations in America set up and be successful with their technology solutions.
So what type of technology are we talking about here?
So we're talking about in healthcare, there's so many different technologies. For the most part, what we have specialized in is building electronic medical records to map those solutions to current business processes. Every company has their own DNA when it comes to business processes, and you need to make sure that your technology implementation aligns with those business processes and does not work against it. That's one of the areas we specialize in.
So now, if people talk about electronics and all these other things, you know, some people get a bit confused. So at the end of the day, let's say one example of these electronics, what is it?
So here's a good example of an electronic solution. So you know how when you go to the doctor's office and somebody's typing into a computer, capturing all your vitals, all your diagnosis information, behind that computer is a database that collects all your information. Again, that becomes the data that now, for example, with my team, we take that data and combine it for a lot of different patients, and then we glean insights into the patient cohorts that a health system might be looking at. So that's one example of a system. Another example could be taking all the costs and the billing information for all our patients, consolidating it and trying to glean insight into what exactly our patient population is. Again, it enables ideas about what investments need to be made to make impact at a larger scale.
So if you were to talk to young people about your job, how would you encourage them to actually get into this type of job? What should they do?
Well, the biggest thing is STEM, right? That's what everyone is talking about today. Science, technology, engineering, those are the biggest places. So I encourage folks to take a lot of math classes, science classes. And of course, these days, there's a lot of folks who are being encouraged to do coding. So computer coding, be it some of the other languages like COBOL, or languages like C++, that's a good entry point into this. Of course, now there are other languages that are used for high-level programming, especially in the AI space, artificial intelligence. I encourage those as well.
Now, a little bit about yourself. So you came here after you played for the second team in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes, so many lifetimes ago, I played for Highlanders, Amahlula Nyama. That's where I grew up. I played as a junior there and then played for the reserves team right before I came to America.
And there were so many people that you're playing with, you know, like Thulani Biyancube and others.
Yes, Thulani is a great friend. We played together. He was a little bit older, so he was in the first team as I was in the reserve team. But we both are actually from Gwabalanda. So I played with him. I played with guys like Mlamleli Ncube, who later played for Zimbabwe Saints, and Wange. There were many, many other guys. Played with Zenzo Moyo growing up in the under-19s, Noel Tele, all those guys. I grew up playing with them, but it seems like such a lifetime ago now.
Yes, yes. And then your last message, sir.
Yes, my last message. I think the biggest thing is I want to encourage especially young Zimbabwean minds to think without limitations. Go for what you want. America is a land of opportunity. And if you work hard, you will be rewarded in America.
There are Junga. So there is a young man. He came here, you know, long, long, long back, but he's doing wonders, you know. He's doing wonders, really.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive, Gibbs. And I wish we could also have him when we are talking about the e-passport, because that's his area, too. He can explain better, yes. But I'm very impressed by his credentials.
He's very impressive. Let's hear the Ndebele part in which he's talking about the same issues that we discussed. And then we will also talk in speaking Shona.
Yeah, ngakhulele kwabalanda sibili khona phana ko Jay Themba sasidlala emakhosi. Ikho sasidlala khona ibhora khona phana sangabafana abancane.
Ezigwagweni.
Hayi ezigwagweni sibili.
Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi kade siwenzani. Njalo wafika lapha nini?
Kathesi ngisebenza lapha eLouisville, i-company engiyisebenzelayo kuthiwa yi-Norton Healthcare, i-health system sibili enkulu ukwedlula zonke lapha eKentucky. Ngisebenza ngingumphathi ntambo onceda ngendaba zedatha, driving ama-decisions, data-based, that's what they call them now, ku-company.
Singathi uyenzani, sibinqa abantu ungabatshela nje ngamafutshane ukuthi ubamba lokho umtshina kumbamba amabhawudo kumbe lokho lalokho.
Hayi, okwakathesi mina umtshina ngisabambi, but abantu abangisebenzelayo bababambayo. Esikwenzayo ukuthatha yonke idatha yekhampani sibe sesisebenzisa i-maths, i-computer science, the statistics, ukuthi sikhangele ezintweni zakhona zona ezama-data assets. Sibe sesifuna ukuthi kumeka umumo wezinto unjani ku-company. Then amanye omphathi ntambo ku-company bebe sebesebenzisa esiyabe sikubonile khona phana ukwenza ama-decisions for i-company.
Ngathi khona manje lapho usebenza khona ubona ngani kule mali kumbe kume njani? Abantu phela bayabuza ukuthi kambe kungabe kunjani khona.
Imali khona, but I see yami. Hayi imali khona sibili. I healthcare ngenye la industry khona pe America eyokuthi loba kuthiwa kulani okwenzakalayo abantu bavele bayabe bekhona abagulayo. So akula nguma 365 days ngomnyaka iminyango yabe ivulekile. So hayi ukuba khona ikhona imali ku-healthcare.
Yeah, so singathi siwasebenza kanganani labantu khonapho njalo labo bantu osebenza labo ngabantu abanjani?
Lapha eKentucky sengisebenze for 6 years. Ngingakasebenzi lapha eKentucky ngangimazakhele yakhe. Ngisebenza ngiyi-consultant. Kodwa abantu engisebenza labo esikhathini esiningi lapha eKentucky ngabantu abanjengabo CEO oyabe engumkhulu mkhulu wekhampani labantu bakhe, ngoba esikhathini esiningi babe bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi umumo wekhampani ume kanjani. Bebe sebebona ukuthi lapho kumele khona bangani bayavalavala kungaphi ukuze ikhampani iphumelele sibili.
Singathi-ke kubona abakhulukhulu sibili babe bekhangela into ezinjani nxa ungakuthatha nje ukuwodwa ukuthi lokho yikho ngani kwenzakala ku-healthcare nxa ngikuhluzahluza nje.
Esikhathini esiningi thina enkampanini esikiyo, we have about 2,000 metrics that esiwakhangelayo. Kodwa i-example engingakunika yona yile ukuthi nxa bekhangela befuna ukubona ukuthi imikhuhlane esiyibonayo engani yiyo egcwele endaweni lapha kuma-patients esiwakhangele yiwaphi. So it's one example. Okunye sijayele ukukubona vele ama-patients ethu engadischarge esibhedlela akufanelanga bebe bephenduka. Nxa bephenduka kutsho ukuthi siyaphambanisa something ku-first visit liya. So siyakhangela futhi khonaphana ama-patients nxa ephenduka, especially within 30 days. Siwakhangele sibona ukuthi baphendukiswa yini, sibe sesibona ukuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikulungise ukuthi bengasaphenduki esibhedlela. Kukahle sibini nxa kuyukuthi bahamba ku-outpatient bayebona udokotela outpatient, but ukuphenduka esibhedlela kubonakala kuyinto engalunganga.
Yeah, so ke siyabona njalo le company yakho kuthiwa i-Eland LLC. yini le ukhuluma ngempofu, something like that, eh?
Yeah. Hayi vele mina isibongo sami ngisakompofu, so ngakubona kufanele ukuthi ngiqalise company le ngike ninike okhokho okuyimbijana. Yeah, iland iyancedisa khonokho engikwenzayo nisemsebenzini enisebenza kiyo, or ngincedisa abanye aba out of state ukuthi besete up for success ngendaba yona le ukuthi bebe besebenzisa ama-computer le statistics le maths ukwenza ibusiness, ngoba hayi yikho it's the best way to go.
Yeah, khonapho ngenxa yokuthi usebenza into ezinjalo ezibhedlela, so kuyini engathi ungathi okunceda uzulu sibili okunceda abantu khonoko kwema-hospital kwezibhedlela?
Yeah, hayi mina vele ngikhula ngangifuna ukuba ngudokotela nalowo lapha ama-patients, but akusahambanga kanjalo ngoba ngathi sengiqedile ngabona ukuthi I can still be helpful, ngibancedise sibili ama-patients even though mina ngingasabakhangeli njengodokotela. So esikhathini esiningi i-example engiyinikileyo le ethi khonkhona ukuthi ama-patients engaphenduki within 30 days, isikhathi sokuthi umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi ebephila sibili elemuli yangibo. Kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungaphendukanga le mali awusaspendanga imali eningi kakhulu ungale, and emsebenzini uyabuhamba uhola futhi. So kunama-intangibles okuthi lami loba ngingasidokotela, but nxa nginikeza i-information kubo-administrator lakubodokotela ngime eceleni kwabo ngibancedisa, lami ngingazifaka khona phana ukuthi hhayi ngincedisile ukuphephisa ama-patients.
Ye, khona phana ngisube nxa ulungiswa kwezibhedlela anti kulama-computer lezinto ezinjalo ukuhlola abantu, yikho vele okusebenzayo lokho.
Ye, hayi vele thina sisebenza sisegabheni lona liyani elecomputer. Amanye ama-solutions esiwanika amadokotela athezi ukuthi bekhona phana bethatha ama-patients belungisa ama-patients, thina siyabe sesilungisa ama-program azakhangela inombolo zama-patients ebanika i-information upatient ekhona phana. Into yokwesinye isikhathi enzima ukuthi udokotela abone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba layo yabe le-information eningi kakhulu. So thina siyamncedisa simnika something that is pointed based on the patient's state.
Ye, ungathini-ke abantu abafuna ukufisa ukuthi bangene. Ye, so there you are, Junga. He is very articulate about what he's doing and very impressive indeed.
Oh yeah. Ndo dzinonzi nyanzvi dzinoziva zvadzinoita, Gibbs. Unoziva tikati tarisa nyaya yekudzidza, vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kana munhu akanganza adzidza anenge munhu asisakwanisa kunge achibatika pakurarama kwatinenge tichiita, asi ndiri kuona nematauriro avari kuita munhu anenge akasununguka akadzikama anoziva zvaanoita zvinhu zvatinokurudzira uye zvatinoziva kuti zvinoitwa nevana vezimbabwe vakawanda. Saka tinoti kwaari, aiwa, ramba uchienderera mberi munin'ina, nokuti mikana inovhurika chero kwauri unowana zvekuita. Ndo vachadzokera kumusha vaakuwedzera ruzivo ruri kuiwanikwa munyika pari zvino.
Yeah, let's hear this last part in which he combines with Shona. There we are. So, yes, I'm going to go to the point of Kuluma. You find Shona briefly, Zagunega, 2 minutes.
And Afara Nekwapano, Zitarangu Dunons Tawanda Chitapa, Dinoshandira Mnom Louisville, Kentucky, Dinoshandira Company Nonzi, not in healthcare, coordinator. Kwandine oversight of my analytic functions a company. My analytic functions kutora zvidziyo zvedata zvekampani yese tozvishandisa kuti tinyatsotarisa tiongorere kampani toona kuti zvakamira sei kuitira kuti zvatinenge tawana kukwana pazvinhu zvacho izvozvo ma business decisions oitwa ari based on data functions nekuti zvinhu zvakanyatsomira sei. Kuti vanhu unyatsopinda mufield yacho, inini kufamba kwangu ndakaita computer science kuundergrad, kugraduate school for masters ndikazoita healthcare administration. Saka ndo mamirira zvakaitawo nenuwo, ndo ndakazvirongawo ndikaita kuti ndisvike ipapo. Ndine mwana mukomana mumwe chete anonzi Isaiah, ane 15 years, ndo tichigara zvangu muno muLouisville.
Bora chitapa, wakakangana naye here?
Ah, bora ndakanga nwaka, ndi nda supporter chete. Ndaka kura nchitamba bora mblawayo, ata kura kuneka, kwa Valanda, ndo kwa ndaka kurira, kumusha kumondoro. But kundichikura kwa Valanda, ata kanyazo kura si, chairo tichi, tamba bora na manu wakawanda, tikazoenda kwa Islanders, mawiru ndaka zoita kuno kwa Amerika, ndaka toba tisarwa ni Islanders, nima connections ayo. Jinduye kuno kuku Western Kentucky University, but ndaka tembe, ndaka tutambira, reserve side ye Highlanders and ndikatamba magame mashoma chayo chayo first team but mwaranga uno kuti inini zvangu hazvisi zvebhora ndezvemuno mumabhizinesi saka ndakazongosiya bhora racho ndakuwara ndapedza college handangu kuzokwanira kuendera mberi naye
kuchisvika palamba wauchiita sei
ndichisvika kuno ndakasvika ndiri mwana wechikoro ndichienda ku college ndichitamba bora pa college pa Western Kentucky University ndoma shikira ndakaita
ko waita zvinhu zvako izvi taura tinzo kuti munhu kana munhu achita ku joina field yako anoita sei
ndonyatso kurudzira vana vadiki kunyanya vanenge vachiri kuchikoro muZimbabwe kuti hanga vashingirire nemabhuku nenyaya kuti mabhuku emaths and statistics inyango ma sciences ndo andinoto kurudzira nyekuti anonyatso kugadzirisira kuti paunenge wazvosvika kuti wakuipinda murongwa weku college ma zvaungakadzidza izvo zvezve ndo zvinozodikwa kuti unyatso zvinyatso kufambira zvinokuisa pachigaro chekuti hazvinozozokurerukira kana wakuzodzidza ma computers
une kambani nozi Island LCC taura nayo itaura
ya isu tirana mhofu wemukono wekumondoro saka pandakatangisa consulting company yangu inonzi Island inobatsira nezvemakombiuta muzvipatara imomo ndakaitangisa 2008 saka ndakangoti better timbo idedza kuti inzi Island LLC as a nod to my ancestors ari kuZimbabwe kumondoro kuti ndo zvataa kuitawo izvi Island LLC has helped my company akaita Fankana Stanford University, University of Miami, Sada Healthcare ku California ne kuvabetsera kuisa ma computer systems muzvipatara zvavo.
Saka mashoko ako kupedzira ungati kudi?
Aiwa mashoko ekupedzisira ndeyaya yekuti kuma Zimbabwe ese kana muri muAmerica sungaidzisimbe. Anzi kuno kuku America Island ivanoiti land of opportunity saka nyangwe zvako vamwe zvinombovaomera mbijana chandinongokurudzira ndechekuti sungaidzisimbe munyatsoronga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvichakufambirai
Tawanda thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to know a bit about you there you are Junga so the young man really knows his stuff you know
Chandifadza Gibbs ndechekuti imhofu yemukono ndaasekuru vangu amai vangu ndaachihera saka waona zvinoitwa nana sekuru vangu
he really does his best in what he's doing you know
aiwa vanoziva zvavari kuita
yes
Gibbs before we move on I just wanted to update on the red list as you know that Britain announced yesterday that it was going to remove all the 11 countries on the red list this morning at 4 a.m. British time and I think that is finally been accomplished Zimbabwe including Angola Botswana Eswatini Lesotho Malawi Mozambique Namibia Nigeria South Africa and Zambia they were the 11 countries on the red list and as we speak I think they are now off the red list and people from these countries who were in quarantine in England I think they were going to be released depending that if you test positive then you remain in the in isolation at the quarantine center but if you test negative you will be released no mandatory quarantine now
yeah kwanya kunjalo ke I red list la le areas yozulukandaba ekatikolonya lelizwe lebritane siyakwazi ukuthi Zimbabwe lamhlanje lamanye amazwe akusosiwe ku list yangona le njengokuthokajonga siyabona sibili lapha ke kulombiko ovela ku Agence France Press le Reuters le Associated Press but yeso kunjalo so ke bathi nxa umuntu enga test etolakala engani ngamanga kuhle kangako ibala ukuthi bathe ngkhaya kumbe avalelwe lapha avalelwa khona kodwa ke khaya ikuthi news jonga
yes.
Zimbabwe
Ndizvo zvo Gibbs hongu vadiwa vateri nevatariri tikutaura nenyaya yekuti Britain yakazivisa nezuro kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzanga dziri pane yavaiti red list kana kuti nyika dzanga dzichinzi dzine zvaro zvisingabvumidzwe kunge zvichipinda muBritain imomo nenyaya yekuti kwakwaita Omicron kana kuti mhando yeutachiwana hweOmicron inobata yainzi yabata vanhu vakawanda kuSouthern Africa kana kuchamhembe kweAfrica zvakaita kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzemuchamhembe meAfrica dzinge dzichibhanwa kana kurambiswa kupinda muBritain pared list ipapo. Pava nenyika dzaita Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria iyo ya West Africa neSouth Africa neZambia neZimbabwe ndo nyika dzanga dzanze adzipinde. Asi tanzwa kuti kutanga na 4 AM nguva dzekuBritain nhasi mangwanani red list iyoyo yabviswa, hakuchisina mutemo iwo wanga wachirambidza vanhu kubva munyika idzodzo vachipinda muBritain. Zvichireva kuti vanga vari mumahotera kana munzvimbo dzanga dzichinzi dzemaquarantine vanga vachisungirwa kunzi vanga vachigara kwavo vega kwemazuva anga achitarwa, vanzi vanofanira kunge vachibuda muquarantine imomo. Asi kubuda kwako unenge watestwa ukawanikwa usina COVID-19 wobvumidzwa kubuda iye nhasi zvichienda mberi. Ukawanikwa uine COVID-19 unorambawo wamu yavanoti self isolation. Ndaverengawo mune rimwe bepa Gibbs news Sky News vari kuti iwo kumushure mekuziviswa kwenhingi kwemutemo yekuti wabviswa points makambani aya anenge achinzi vari kutengesa pamisika yemari atingati ganditarise ndi
stock market
yes ndinyatsoveringa ndinzwe kuti vari kuti chiindazwa kuti nyika dzakawanda mashezi adzo ati kwirei. Vari kutaura kuti British Airways hanzi iri pasi pekambani inonzi International Airlines Groups mashezi ayo akwira ne 1.7%, kwoitawo imwe inonzi TUI akwira ne 2.6. mushure mekunge shoko iro rangobudiswa kuti ndo zvaitwa mashare emakambani abva atanga kutosimuka.
That's good news indeed, because that shows some kind of confidence in the manner things are going, because there are so many people that were concerned about these quarantines and exclusion of certain countries from, you know, accessing Britain, USA and other nations. So there was so much concern, you know, about what these countries did. So now if the stock market is actually shaking up, and that's a good kind of thing. And then at the same time, Chonga, we know that there are some electronic passports that were actually launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it seems Zimbabweans, some are happy, some are not happy. Those that are not happy are saying they now have some challenges in terms of getting these new passports. And they're saying not a lot of information is coming out. And remember, the late former president Robert Mugabe launched a similar program in 2016. And indications were that the machines that were installed at KG6 Army Barracks by the Japanese and an Israeli company were going to print at least 16,000 booklets per day. Now the big question is, what actually happened to that program? And this program as well has got some people from different countries. And there is one gentleman who used to work for a bank in Namibia who is actually a Zimbabwean who is in this kind of business. So there's a lot that people are saying doesn't look okay, but let's see what happens next. Kunjalo.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri, nezuro takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachinzi vaparura kana kuvhura zviri pamutemo urongwa hwemapasipoti anenge achishandisa unyanzvi hwepamadandemutande kana kuti electronic passports. Vari kuti ivo hanzi mapasipoti iwayo anenge achizotanga kushanda izvozvi zvichibatsira mukuchengetedza atingati information kana kuti zvinhu zvako ivi zvaunoti izvi ndezvangu hazvifanire zvichizivikanwa nevamwe, nokuti tinoona kuti kune vanonzi vanoba mapasipoti vachizodi, asi pasipoti iyoyo inonzi inenge iine chip yakahwandiswa mukati merimwe remapeji imomo, ndo inenge iine information yako yose. Saka iwewe kana ukanga wabirwa pasipoti, munhu aba anogona kuchinja picture pamberi apo, asi mukati zvinenge zvichizobuda zvakasiyana. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi zvinenge zvirimo anzi it will enhance security panyaya yekupiwa kwema passport. Asi vanhu vari kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti vamwe vanga vachangobva kubhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachiwana mapassport mabhuku angari poiye zvino, zvichireva kuti vanenge vakutarisirwa zvakare kuti mukati memakore maviri vange vachinja Gibbs.
Yes, now Joseph Chuma was trying to connect. I think he's in now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you, sir?
Thanks, how are you?
No, very fine. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Thank you so much. We are talking about the e-passport. What do you know about this? You know, this was previously launched in 2016 by President Emmerson, by former President Robert Mugabe, and yesterday President Emmerson Mnangagwa did the same, launched the e-passport again. What do you know about these two incidents?
Well, maybe for starters, before I go into that, maybe may I pay my condolences to our comrade who always interacting with in this platform, Dewa, who passed away some few weeks ago. We're always close, talking and sharing ideas right here on Studio 7.
Thank you.
So, please, in peace.
Thank you so much, yes.
Now, going to that issue of the e-passports, I think it's a matter of understanding the trajectory that the world, the global village is going to. We are seeing a lot of countries are going the e-way. And obviously, in Zimbabwe, it is also paramount that we also follow those kind of trends. So it is a good thing that the government has embraced it. Yes, the former president, the late president Mugabe, initiated that. And we have seen even pictures on social media circulating when he was there with his two vice presidents, then who was the current president, His Excellency Mnangagwa, and the Vice President, and then who was Wampoko, and the Registrar General there, who was Tobaya Mudede. But yes, it was something that was muted, that was supposed to have started off, but it did not. But it's always better late than never. So it is starting again now, and it should start in earnest. So I think it should be something that we should embrace. Yes, I know people who cry and say, now we've been paying for these ordinary passports that we're costing about $318, and now you're saying that they are going to be phased out and then the e-passports come. But look, at the end of the day, it's always about what is happening globally. So if the global world is saying that in such a time we are not going to be accepting that, what can we do? It's just like what happened with our issues in the transport industry. If you remember, government at one time said, no, we are no longer going to allow these left-hand trucks to be imported into Zimbabwe because we want these right-handed trucks. So people were given time to regularize that so that it doesn't affect them as such. And so now the details of the global world is that we are going to go electronical. So we also need to embrace that and go with that. And government now just probably needs to see how they cushion the people that have probably taken their passports now. Because I know there are people that have taken their passport like this year, and some had already applied and they're probably getting them next year. So now there must be those adjustments. Government must look at those kind of things to make it easy for the citizen. It's never cast in stone, and it should never be sort of a mystery. It's a listening government, so people must talk, people must engage, people must come up with ideas, and things must be solved at the end of the day.
Yeah, yes, into unatini nga wakuluma kusindebele kuna posi ngakai kubaba uvusumuzi ispanda. Unatini nga kono kukusibili uwenza gala kolidi.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mthembu. Siyakwazi ubana uhulumende kusukela kuqala kusese ngubaba uMgabe engakadluli bakwenzile khonoko okubana kulontshwe indaba yama e-passport naleyi. Akusazange kwathutha ngesikhathi sona leso. Sokubuyile kade ngesikhathi sikababa uMnangagwa sebekuvuseleni. Kodwa phela nxa ukukhangele asifiki ukuthi phela yinto eyenziwa eZimbabwe yodwa, yinto eyenziwa ngamazwe wonke jikelele. Yiko lapho sokusiya khona kathesi ukuthi uzathi ufika emabhoda abantu bethi hayi le ndala le asisayisebenzisi le sesifuna nale ukuthiwa i-passport, i-electronical passport. So kuhle ukubana ukuthi lathi njengeZimbabwe sibambelele ekuphucukeni kwezinto nxa into ziguquka That's when I got a sick on a pan. Yeah, I'm not doing a car like this, but I'm not going to be able to start a good my passport law. I'm at $318. Got this same thing, so many change is it at the as $100, the $200 emergency. I'm going to so good size come in. Going to want to go so many when I go again. Who won this one about who men the law or about Munanga who could not be there, who could so I won't stand against the bone when I go in the Alabama with the Swan Abant and like say. Labu about Sana Gutata Tesi, somebody is among the Sunday, and one to Gutagona, a spar in Longs, the Dangona, December 2023. Oh, just a little Munyaga, Imyaga, MEV, Pagat Lapa, who are feeling so scat. So I'm sure I'll just cut. I want to marry Bebonis Sunday. Who father, my ideas, over the Kulmend, the Spanona, Win and Aguin's Laban Mana, a cushion in Labo Mandava Sana Gutata. Who is Labo Villa, the Velabata with Dallas, who I spy. Labo Uba Lulamba, seven Gena Uba, who eat passport with Labu. What the Labo about taking a taste? Ubona Galuna, we know when the Galo do not want to say. The Labo of the Lebes line in the taste, Ben Hassan Genuan, Benjamin Genuan Lava Marcha, Ocean, so many Abbey City's money is not ever, but the late 318 Lian. Abbey City swim swim Bissela 200, the Mova, a Sally is a battle like whether 800, who will never look at the late 200, Gubenjan. So Wonga Log is into, as Nasala Pans is cooling one is bonus one.
Yes, I was a joker, maybe one criminal against
you. You know, Gibbsy, Imwenyai, which came when you won, Regan Botanganati, Puna, Honorable Swanda, I mean, Doctor Honorable Swanda, Puna Honorable Mu Taure, you near Rimir Weshona, Jamango Taure, Jamichun Gunes in the belly, then those who can't damn from Zandandi now.
And that then, Zananita and old Bungu to know Zelkuti Nyay, passport Yakatanga, Kudara Kuchina, Nababa Mkabi, who actually president with Nika. Tatona, even my social media, Panaba, Mifana is each tenderer, Yababa Mkabi, Chito, Commissioner Mushina Wacho, Vana, Register General Wacho Vayam Dede, and a vice president in the Nengwa to Zowangari, Baba Mnanga Guana, Babam Pok. I see Abana Zagas waiting a machine mass resource. Sagam, apana chakaipa kuti chinhu kana chambo tangwa chizopedziswa neumwe munhu. Saka vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vakutopedzisa izvozvo nekuti nyika dzese pasi rino dzari kuti idzo dzakutanga kuenda kuePassport paelectronic passport iwavo ndiwo anoya kutoshanda. Saka isusu hatingazosarire mashure kati chingoti aiwa isusu takatine iriyo iyi kuzi hatirarame toga katinorarama in a global village. Saka chini chakanaka kuti nesu titeedzere nyayo yakuitika munyika dzese asi hurumende yakufanga kuti ichititarisa manje kuti right ko ava vazotora mapasoda avo manje manje ava gore rinoere kana kuti vamwe vaifa kutora gore rinouya izi wochiitwa sei nekuti ivo vanhu ava vanga vabhadhara ma $318 asi aya mapasoda manyowana taona kuti imwe $100 emergency $200 saka ipo paya kunofanga kunge kuchitanga kuchitaurirana. Hurumende yakati iyo ichitanga yakati iyo ihurumende inoterera. Saka ngatitanga kuchiudza kuti awo apa daita dai apa daita dai. Ndofunga tikaonesana tinogona kubuda nechinhu chinobatika chinhu chinhu chitatipa kundudzo tese sevana veZimbabwe tichisanganira neglobal village yedu kwatorara matose.
Mvudzana achida kuisa honorable ndeyekuti kune vamwe vari kuchema kuti tichangobva kubhadhara mari dzakawanda dzekutora mapassport iyaya tonzwa kuti avainavo pari zvino anogona kusange achiri kushanda mukati memakore maviri vari kuchema izvo zvokuti dai vabvumizwa kuti passport yaanga ainayo ipere kushanda ozoti paanenge akurenyuwa otora nyowani ndizvo zvamungatsanangura ipapo.
Ndozvananditaura izvozvo zvokuti hapana chakaipa ipapo asi chinozongonetsa ndechokuti kana dzimwe nyika dzikazovhara kuti aiwa chada mapassport ekudharaya tozoita sei nekuti handinoona kuti inini kana ndingada kubva muno muZimbabwe ndichida kuya kuAmerica ikoko ndinoteedzera mitemo yekuAmerica ikoko kuno Zimbabwe vanogona kundibudisa nepassport yangu yekudhara asi kuAmerica vanoti ii hatichagone kuishandisa hatiiride kumasystems edu takuda manyowana ane machips anonzi maepassport ipo paya ndopachazoita nyaya ipapo saka ndopandazoti inini chikuru sandechokuti hurumende iyi yakati iyo ihurumende inoterera saka ndopatichazofanga kutaurana nehurumende manje kuti right hurumende sezvo tasvika panyaya yakadai tochiita sei tochionesa nepo paya vanhu vopanana mazano because hapana munhu ane monopoly yemaideas nehurumende chayo yakadaro inotoda kuoneswawo nayo saka ndopatichazofanga kuti titange kuonesana tese ipo paya kuti right tochiita sei kuti tirerutsire ava vatotora mapasoda avo manje manje But our one last matora, what do any rag bozi? I was just over the 389. I would over $100, you are kind of the 200 than I'm going to achieve any much in between. Saka this is not our regard, no Gatrika, Panajin, Singa Gatrika, Passiri.
Maybe before you go back to Gibbs, the other issue is the turnaround time. Because even the $300, the $318 passport, some were complaining that they were taking long to get them out.
Yeah, because we know that the biggest challenge, as you got to meet a Margaret, but that is my service provider. You are. I speak a Marajino Bahua, because Marriage is not out. It's not another Furago who America goes. This is the end of one who was found again. Here, there will be no battle. So, if you find the battle for Hotel and Amadi, no minutes to say it. I will. Musati Daro, because Mukwaza, Munwes, and goes passport. I should do a new woman. It would do a name in Ewe. I see Mimikanamabaja Mario, one who remained Iwan is. So we can't get passport that without this VTSA. So I don't know that but it's sort of us. Well, it's not really remember in a Mario with the Zuka. In Ayo, you know, Tumira Maria, as much as you know, you battle. You know, the release after a long period of a struggle, let's use Zagada Rosaka. They say, those who are going to get it out around with Iowa, Mura, I can get it targeted sanctions, as it targeted. Marie Drugubato, Gokuran America.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Stelumba, Gonapo, Statu, Mama, Kate, to a Pepe. My Pepe, Unautun and Janma.
The China of a travel engine.
Stonily, ye. Abucho and Uti, I'm an electronic passport, Lao of Bonajana.
Okay, Obokala and Tandu moving a little Babucho, Mangimbong, Ubuko and Alapa, he's the right person. Ukuthi ngimtshele lokho emfisa ukuthi ngingakukhuluma babathi mamboni ngani I statement leso sokuthi uhulumeni uyalalela hayi ujayela ukusitho kakhulu and isikhathi esineni mina I believe ukuthi uhulumeni if elalela hanti izinto like you quoted very well ukuthi into le iyaqala ngesikhathi sika baba umgabe lapha ubaba umnanga usei implementa nje kodwa yaqala kudala. So considering ukuthi uhulumende wayevele ekwazi ukuthi kulezi mali ezibanjwayo and so forth kuke kwaba le headline babathumeke yaphuma ukuthi ama passport asezothatha 10 days each and everything kuyaphuma ama headline passport wars come to an end if at all ulikwazi ukuthi imali ziyabanjwa okwenza kube lama challenges then why mislead the public okwesibili babathuma if uhulumende engumuntu olalelayo hanti why lingaqalile kubeke emphakathini kuhlafunwe than ukuthi ku-expect ukuthi kuyahlafunwa sekwenzakele of which ama-results akhona they are never positive and benefiting to us singabantwana beZimbabwe.
Njalo lakhona kukuthi wena i-passport yakho ime njani khuluma la ngakho khonokho mama.
Yebo, i-passport yami ngi-applyele i-passport ye-318 through i-embassy. And ngo-July, I went ngizama ukuthi nge-collector of which ngathola ukuthi kuthiwa i-passport office ivalile due to ukukhula kwama-corona cases. I was not able to collect it. Right now, i-passport is pending. And i-passport yo-einye eyo, my sister, u-applyele ngo-2019. Kwathiwa eziphumileyo ngezikajuni sisiyali of which layo eyakhe is pending but le ka-2019 yayiyi-normal passport nje of which so kwenziwani ngabantu abanjalo and khonapho ngo-2019 e-applyela lapho futhi kwakube le headline ukuthi hhayi sibili ama-passport kakuthotshwe apho ayaphuma of which as I'm talking is almost 3 years ayiphumanga. So khonapho ke abantu bancediswa njani.
Yes, sizwe ngegolide khonapho golide. What is to happen here? Because you know, Miss Pepe applied for a passport and paid $318 and she hasn't received the passport. So she says the embassy was closed because of COVID numbers that were going up. So she doesn't know what to do now after paying $318. You know, now this electronic one is about $100 for an ordinary passport and $200 for the other passport. So in under such circumstances, What has to happen, Khalid? Yes.
I think from a simple layman's point of view, njengoba ipassport akini akaphumi, usizo wami sokumele bantu bemprocessele yona le ipassport yangikhona. Okutshengisela ukuthi kona kumele bembisele i-$118 i-change yakhe. Bathathe i-$200 bamenzele ipassport yakhe khonapho khonapho. Yiko kumele kwenzakale khonoko. Yiko kumele kukhulunyiswane lo hulumende khonoko ukuthi hayi abe flexible enough to be able to do such kind of things. Ukuthi laba abantu athe zibese be-applyile babhadale imali lezi kodwa bengakayenzi la ma-passport lawo. Abahle benzile ama e-passport angkhona bebiselwe ke ama-change ezimali zabo lezi ade bezibhadalile. I think that is one of the most fairest things to do, and angibona ukuthi uhulumende angakwehlile kubana akwenze khonokho.
Ngicela ufake ngesilungu sibili ba.
Right, I was simply saying that, like for the case of my dear sister here, Mabebe, who is saying that she had already applied for the older passport, which was costing $318, and it did not come out. I think logic must take that she must then automatically be put on the e-passport list, and the government must be able to actually reimburse a change for that, because if it's an emergency passport, it will cost $200, so which means that they must give it back $118. And if she decides to do the $100 one, so it means they must give it back $218. And this should not be a difficult thing to do, and government should be able to set up and support those kind of things. And I think it's only logical. I don't see how this kind of thing, arrangement can fail. So it's a simple matter of engagement. Most of the times we fail to achieve things because we don't want to engage. We quickly then raise our arms and start shouting and fighting and screaming. Yet at times it's only about sitting down and engage people and problems are solved.
Yes, Jonga, maybe you've got a question there.
I think you are Pindura Mfunzo, and actually also Funza, Honorable Chumai Papo, Wafunz, but now my, we could tell you, Munaninga Badra $300 yaki, as passport, I sat here, Buddha Panabuta, Zirkumanoka Buddha Pai, Zish, and Gai Kwandans, Kakunga, Honorable, and Goysanagro, Tai, Jai, Koneka, Munia, Angos, Chiti, Sinsanga Badra, passport, HMB Chimbi, wait to HMB Chimbi, passport yaki, also to save a change, $100. I mean, which knows Woody Rare, Sanangra, it's when I show na Honorable Chum.
And take into account, Mr. Chuma, that money coming out of the government is not as easy as running a shop.
Yeah. I know that there can be difficulties in that kind of situation. But look, it's only fair that government must pull up its resources and be able to do that. Because they were saying that, okay, we've moved from the older passport to the e-passport. So the situation is there, government has gathered the prices, and we know that the prices are $100 and $200, and somebody has paid $318. So logically, they must be given change somehow. I don't know how it can be done, but those are semantics that can be worked out. But this is how I think government should approach it. And this is talking about remuneration. And those are not charity. There must be those kind of logistics. It's not going to be too
easy.
Yebo, ngiyasuthiseka, and if I'm allowed, bengicela nje ukubuza ukuthi in the event yokuthi i-passport isi-ready already khona emahofisini but it's not yet collected, ngase ngibhadele. So still kwabe kulokhu ku-possible yini ukuthi na isi process we appeal but not yet collected, they can start afresh with the amount that I paid because kule possibility yakho naloko. Number 2 kunye bengicela ukucela ngibukukubuza kuba buthuma lapha engani ulapha on behalf of the hulumende ukuthi akukho possible yini ukuthi thina esiyabe sivele silapha diaspora siyabona lapha amanye ama embassy akwanisa ukuthi be charge the same amount ba processele abantu be collect eyethu kungabe kulama challenge bani okwenza ukuthi umuntu ephinde athathe form alibhadalele lapha aphinde a travel to Zimbabwe to submit.
Mhm. Ngabafutshane golide isikhathi sesidlokumango yingena khona abantu golide.
Right. Ngiyamuzwa ukuthi ayiwethu. I think vele okufe yiko bona ukuthi kuthi nami nxa ebengayi collect passport iloku isezandle zika hulumeni. Uhulumeni kase ayithatha ipassport yena ayidabule. Amenzele ipassport lele entsha. Ambisele ichange yakhe njengakhona ke sikukhulumile ngoba akusizi belo lapha bathathe leyo passport bamnike bephinde bezithi hayi phenduka futhi uzoyenzeni it becomes unfair. So yikho ngade ngikhuluma ukuthi hayi uhulumende lo uyalalela angiboni ukuthi wona angakwala konke konoba izinto ezivumise kalula. Okunye lokhu anade ngikhuluma ngakho kwaba form lani yikho lapha ade ngikhuluma ngakho sithi bona yikho lapha esisuka kwabana sithi bona ye sesikude ama-sessions yikho kungena khona kahle kali kwabana sishwaba ukuthi bona sithwele nzima kulezinto ezihle ukuthi zenzakale lula ngenxa yokubona kule migoqo ethize thina esiyifakelayo engafakelwa amanye amazwe yikho bona amanye amazwe bekwenza kube lula ema-embassy abo eprocess izinto zabantu zidlule masinyane kodwa thina ngapha siyabe lokhu sibhodiswa round bebe lokhu si-targeted into le ayiko-targeted iyalimaza mina lawe at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So ke mabhebhe phosele ukugcina sesizwalana uhlelo
hayi siyabonga babathuma and on the issue of sanctions mina mboni ngathi masingakhangeli nganxanye nxa ama-conditions abekwa lina lilibandla elibusayo lani zamani ukuthi libe lithathe step towards those conditions bese sibona ukuthi laba bazaqhubeka nabo ama-sanctions selikwenzile khokho kuthiwa bekwenze for the sake of the people khonokho nje la mayinyabonga
siyabonga jonga.
Gibbs, the other issue, though time is against us, the other issue was people complaining of going through CBZ to pay, and then I think the bank charges $20 to process that. People are against that. They were saying, why is not the government using a POSB, which is also available in many centers throughout the country?
So naturally, Chuma, that's a very big problem. When a government actually goes to a bank and says, can you charge these people to process applications? Why is the government not getting revenue through that instead of using a third party?
No, you see, when government says go and pay to CBZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that CBZ is going taking the money. But government banks with CBZ. It's just like any other transaction. If you want to pay me something and I bank with a bank ABC or KEBS, so to say, you cannot go and deposit my money into Stanbic or Barclays Bank. You have to deposit my money into my banking partner who's Bank ABC. So, like in this point, government banks with CBZ. And so that's why they say, no, you will have to go and pay your money away at CBZ because that's the account that they use with CBZ vis-a-vis the Registrar General's office. So there's nothing amiss about that. It's just the coincidence that government banks with that. If they're banking with another bank, they would have put the other bank. It's just a simple method of saying government banks with CBZ. Simple.
I thought the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was one bank in which the government has got a 100% stake and maybe everything goes through there, even if it's not a commercial bank. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to have CBZ as a transitory bank, you know?
No. RBZ is a mandatory authority. It's not a bank per se.
Yes.
So, government does not bank with RBZ. It banks with the ordinary banks. I know it has got other accounts with the FBC, for example. There are some other parasitas who will tell you that they bank with the FBC. Others bank with the CBZ and stuff like that. But in this particular instance, the Registrar General's Department banks with CBZ. So that's the only simple thing.
Thank you, Chuma. I think our time is up. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, Ms. Ketiwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, and all those people that actually joined us, including Mr. Tawanda Chitapa, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.